Perhaps I can explain. I am the Watcher. I have caused these phenomena in the skies above Earth with my matter mobilizer. The Silver Surfer approaches.
Silver Surfer? Who's he?
He is the advanced scout for Galactus. Galactus, who drains entire planets of their elements, then leaves them dry and barren. I could not let this happen. That is why I'm trying to conceal your planet from the Silver Surfer. Even as I speak, the Silver Surfer has reached your moon, even though he cannot see Earth. He will grow suspicious of the floating space debris. The Silver Surfer. Our concern now is for Galactus. Look, even now his universe spanning sphere approaches. Galactus has received the Silvery One signal. See? The great sphere opens. The testing devices of the dread Galactus are sampling Earth's elemental composition. He has found what he seeks. Stand your ground. Henceforth, there shall be no escape.
Contains all the energy I need to sustain me. I shall drain it, as I have drained countless worlds in countless galaxies.
But the other worlds were dead. No harm was done. There are billions of living beings on this Earth. Galactus is too powerful. Do not try to stop him yourselves. Stop! Don't light your flame there. Nothing more to be done here. Return to your quarters. Soon Galactus will start construction of his elemental converter to drain the energy from this Earth. The Watcher has a plan. And now, Richards, my plan to save the Earth involves only the Human Torch. You and the one known as the Thing must leave the room.
But
bear with me. I know of a device unlike anything on Earth. A device that may save you all. It is in a place that only the Torch can reach. Since I am forbidden to engage in this conflict, it is he who must obtain it. And now, my young friend, you must flee this world. The object that can stop Galactus lies in a distant universe.
Okay, I'll trust you. What do I have to do?
Banish fear from your heart. You shall travel by space-time distortion. We must force open the fabric of time itself. Let it be done. You are traveling back, far, far back into the center of infinity. Brace yourself for what is before you. You are now entering the celestial barriers, known as unlife. To touch them is to perish. Another eternity. You are here at the home station of Galactus. In that gargantuan space station, you will find the object you seek. The ultimate weapon that even the great Galactus fears. I am watching you. Galactus is not evil. He is above good or evil.
Oh boy, just what we need. Philosophy. How about giving us some help? Talk's cheap, Watcher.
Patience, Ben Grimm. I am not idle. Even now, I am in mental contact with the Human Torch, protecting him from unspeakable dangers of limitless space. Pray that this journey will be successful. In fact, he is now nearing the end of his journey. His arrival is momentary. Here is the ultimate weapon. We must act quickly. The battle of the power giants grows perilous. Agreed. But this world belongs to these so-called children.
But what of Galactus? If I am to survive, I must absorb the energy from a planet.
There are other planets. To destroy this planet is needless folly.
Very well. Surrender the weapon, and I will tarry on this Earth no longer.
Give him the weapon. The word of Galactus can never be questioned. And now it is my turn to say goodbye. I have duties in other cosmic places.
Our eternal thanks.
But fear not, the Watcher is ever watchful. So, until we meet again.